Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Say. My name is Andrew Moto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Viva La Vida by Joe Boy. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is
Viva La Vida by Joe Boy is a 13-track album with 34 minutes and 6 seconds of runtime. It was released under Young Legend Limited, exclusively licensed to Warner Music Africa, and that was on March 28th, 2025. There are 4 songs from this offering you already know, and all of them have done well, from Taxi Driver to SMH, aka Something Missing Here with Tempo. And I mean, this has been said before, but for Joe Boy to take us back to the early to mid 2000s in Nigerian music with SMH, wow, it's something that was unexpected and will be talked about for a while. I'll say he leans in on a similar formula on the up-tempo song Magdalene as well, taking us back to 15 years ago in terms of the overall vibe. I'll argue that it will start a trend of dropping music that sounds like it was cooked off of a Pentium 3 tower with high-frequency sounds just slotted in there. And, well, with way better mixing and mastering to reflect how far the industry has jumped in 20 years, give or take. I'll give it a few months and you'll see quite a lot of artists doing that. The other 2 songs you probably know are Oshadebe and Adenuga featuring King Madi, which is the biggest one of the lot, and for good reason. That song popped. Oof. Yeah, big tune, big tune, big tune. But as I was listening to Viva La Vida by Joe Boy, one of the songs I instantly connected with is Abena. And with that chorus, that dance, dance, Abena dance. And it just feels like a big song the moment you just hear it. And then when the chorus drops, you're like, yeah, this is the one. This is the one. Yet, it's not even the only song on this album that is like that. When you take another song like Sunset, I think Sunset is the most musically gorgeous song on the album. The level of musicality and sheer magnetism is something else. They really took time with this one, and it was about the music. And you know what? It's not about Joe Boy and Elana Dara making a hit, but it's about making beautiful music. I think they nailed it, and it might actually have longer legs in the years to come, especially as it just grows on people. And I think it would attract, maybe a slightly older crowd that's not looking for just vibes, but looking for really, really good music that has this longevity, so to speak. Another song that I think, yeah, you know what, free of charge, that song with Olamide. Oof, it needs a video urgently. I'm telling you, I mean, besides the fact that it's already an ad for the expensive Lamborghini Urus, Urus, whatever you call it, it would make for luxury visuals if the budget is right, and I know Joe Boy can do it. I can't wait to see this one. Well, Olamide obviously did his thing as usual, by the way, but I still marvel at how he switched stylistically from being this like hardcore rap guy to really sort of finding a pocket in this Afrobeat space that is unique and unique to Olamide. It's kind of cool to hear it. And he shines not only on his own songs, but on others' tracks as well. Anyway, moving on. Sinner is definitely one of the songs I tip to be a cult favorite over time. It has the right vibe, it has a log drum, and the singing is exactly in the pockets that make sense. It would make for a great Sunday drive song as well, which describes it, I think, to a T, really. Yeah, a great Sunday drive song. And look, people are going to love this song. We'll see. And it kind of made me realize, in a way, I'd probably say this about a lot of songs on this album, because they all have something special or something unique that sets them apart. Sonically, I'd say the mastery on Viva La Vida is one of the most balanced. It's one of the most balanced albums I've heard this year, that thus far, and also in recent times, to be honest. The listening experience only got progressively better, which is a weird thing to say, because most projects tend to be the opposite or fleeting in some way. The whole thing is well crafted, but it definitely gets better and better as you go from song to song, and builds up momentum with tension at the right moments. I'm just gonna come out and say it, but this is an album that has some songs which will challenge what we think and know Afrobeats to be. Not in a Thames kind of way, but the destination is largely the same. I think the shackles are off for most of the artists in the upper echelon of what's considered Afrobeats. But as an umbrella term, it will need some highly charged discussions to determine if it's still appropriate for how vast, but also how unique certain vibes, certain styles are. There will be three sides to this: for, against, and I'll wait for the best argument to convince me what it should be, being the third. Yes, there are plenty of songs that fit the Afrobeats tag like a glove on Viva La Vida, like Taxi Driver, for example. Huge song, very Afrobeatsy. Then there are other songs that could be other things, such as Abena, definitely. If you listen to I'll Be Okay with Wizard Chan, if you put a Latin American singer on it instead of Joe Boy, it would be something different. If you put, I don't know, a Portuguese vocalist on it, it would be something else. And that kind of tells you, you know, how things are going in terms of the beats that are coming out and the styles of music, so to speak. And there's also another conversation around Afrobeats borrowing drum work or and stuff like that from, you know, Zouk, Kizomba and all that stuff, but that's a story for another day. Anyway, I think the song Sunset could also fit that same profile, where it's not really Afrobeats, it could be something else. And I found that very interesting just when I was listening to this album, and it just made me think and made me wonder how this conversation is going to go. And I fully understand it's a touchy subject, but at the same time, it is what it is. When you peel the layers, these songs also have, you know, one-off producers on the project as well. You know, it's interesting, the dynamic that goes. But anyway, we'll save that conversation for another day. As far as music goes, the makeup of Viva La Vida is hard to describe in words alone, but I'd say our souls were fed and our ears were gracefully embraced. This is a really cool album. Every song has the potential to be a hit for a variety of reasons, which makes Viva La Vida a wonderful listen all the way through. And much respect to Joe Boy, because I think he just made music that he just wanted to make. It wasn't like, we're going for this theme or whatever. Like, you can feel that there's a distinct difference from on most of the tracks, at least. So how do I rate Joe Boy's album, his latest album, Viva La Vida? For me, it's, look, best album I've listened to this year, without a doubt. And I will rate it a 9.1 out of 10. It's, look, you know what? I'll let you be the judge. You listen to the album and let me know. What do you think? Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, Son of Zimbabwe, signing out. Peace. Nene.
This podcast is hosted by MJ.